On the home with Jackie McMullen, Sarah Spain, and Frank Isola. The first word, Kevin Durant. And how real the possibility is that he can come back and play in a resumed NBA season. This month is 11 since his Achilles tear. He also had to deal with coronavirus. He's 1 month past that. Nets general manager Sean Marks publicly commenting on the possibility, though, says he doesn't know anybody's timeline after this layoff, but anything's possible. The Nets were the seventh seed when the season stopped. Frank Isola, you cover the NBA for us. You also do pre- and post-game for the YES Network on these Brooklyn Nets. What are you hearing, and how do you think Durant should be approaching this?
It's a real possibility. I believe the plan all along was to have both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, two guys coming off of surgery, to play together in the playoffs. I do not believe that one guy will return without the other. A couple of things, Tony. Sean Marks, who's from New Zealand, said this to a New Zealand media outlet. He's not going down this road unless there's a chance that Kevin Durant could play. And remember this, too. Their first-round opponent could be Toronto. I know they're not going to probably be playing in Toronto, but that was the scene of the crime where he made that, where he suffered that injury.
Yeah.
But I believe he'll play.
And you think the likelihood is it would be Durant and Irving back? Because we haven't heard anything about Kyrie Irving. You never hear anything about Kyrie Irving's recovery from the injury. But okay. Sarah Spain, where are you on the Nets and Durant coming back this season?
I think it's super realistic. There's no reason to treat his return based on season rather than length of time. So if he has gotten to the point in his recovery where he would otherwise be competing in, you know, practice or, you know, if it was technically the off season and he was working his way back, then they should treat it like that. I do think they're very smart in saying when you have a guy like Kevin Durant and you know what his history is, you don't rush him back. So if there's any question, he's going to sit.
Jackie Mack. Bring you in here. What are you hearing, and what should the Nets and Durant be thinking going into this?
Well, the one thing that I've heard consistently, Tony, from coaches and GMs is if, in fact, the NBA comes back, they're going to insist on a four-week training camp. So think about that. A four-week training camp for a guy who's coming off an injury to get to practice with his team and work his way back in. That sounds to me like a scenario that's actually workable and actually possible. But I will tell you this. Sean Marks is one of the most careful, close-to-the-vest GMs I know, and I think Frank will concur. He's not going to take one single chance if he thinks that that's what it is, a chance. It would have to be certain that Durant is back.
Imagine that, though. You just get a whole new team for the postseason run here that includes one of the best players in the NBA. All right. I was worried Frank would be too far in the forest to see the trees, but you won me over, Isola. Here's your point. We'll move on. Buy or sell. It's put up or shut up. Who said it? Joe Thomas, the best Cleveland Brown in the last generation.
Ooh.
And he's talking about Baker Mayfield on Golic and Wingo. Add to that Odell Beckham. He's talking about, anyone? Odell Beckham on his YouTube channel predicting this year will probably be one of his best years. Sarah Spain, buy or sell these bold proclamations.
I agree with Joe Thomas, particularly with Baker, because the shut up part comes as much with you only get to talk if you show up, and he hasn't recently. I'm more interested in OBJ because the way his season went last year, I think we would have heard about all these injuries. Now, I'm not accusing them of not being real. I'm just curious as to why when he was struggling or wasn't performing the way we expected, we didn't hear this as the reason why until now. I'd be very interested to hear whether that was his decision or the team.
Jackie, buy or sell these bold Brown proclamations.
Well, I'm going to sell them because they're both somewhat self-evident to me. Odell Beckham, these injuries sounded pretty serious. So if, in fact, that's what was going on with him, then fine. Come back. Let's see what you can do. And Baker Mayfield, I just feel like every time we're saying, hey, man, time for you to do it. So no news there.
Mm-hmm. Frank, I sold it by yourself, these Brown.
I want to get a comment from Lil Wayne before I say anything. The thing about Odell, just go out and play. You know, you do too much talking. Jerry Rice didn't talk about having a great season. He just would go out and do it. But last year, this puts a lot of pressure on Baker Mayfield. He only completed 4 touchdown passes to Odell. Odell is too good of a talent to only get 74 catches in a season.
Jackie, how did you say it? This is self-evident. We hold this buy or sell to be self-evident. Point goes to McMullen. But we have more time, Sarah. Don't run away. Buy or sell two. Here we go. This video of Mike Tyson. What are we looking? Look at this. This is at 53. planning on stepping back into the ring? Question mark. Jackie Mack, buy or sell a Tyson comeback in his mid-50s?
Okay, I'm going to buy that video because it absolutely terrifies me. But if it was a few rounds longer, I might be interested in talking about a comeback. For now, let's just say he's a really strong guy, even in his 50s, and leave it at that.
Frank Isola, do you buy or sell this idea of a comeback for Tyson?
I'm buying it. We love the 80s. We love the 90s. It's Michael Jordan. It's Mike Tyson. If you can survive one round against Tyson, maybe you got a chance. But those first 2 minutes, ooh, watch out.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Spain?
I agree with Jackie. Durability and being able to carry that over several rounds is the question. More importantly, we're all making sourdough and TikTok dancing, and he's in the best shape of his recent life. It's making me feel guilty, to be honest with you. Maybe I should go hit the weights.
Ooh, Sarah Spain, your answer said I agree with Jackie. You needed the point over her, and you just gave it to her. Go. I guess you have a chance now for some sourdough. And watching showdown between Frank Isola and Jackie McMullen. Here we go. Here's a question about a returning running backs. A matchup for all time's sake. Frank Gore versus Marshawn Lynch. You ready? Gore signing with the Jets today. He's 36. This is year 16. And Lynch and the Seahawks, they're in talks again, because they've done this a couple of times. But it seems like Lynch is just driving a car until he makes a decision, I think. Who's got more in the tank, Jackie McMullen, Gore or Lynch?
Well, I'm not sure how much either of them have, but I saw a little bit of Lynch last year. I know his numbers weren't crazy, but he did join the team like 5 minutes before the game started. So I'll take Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm. Frank Isola?
It's Frank Gore Jr. reunited with his old coach from Miami. What I love about it, all we hear is that running back, you know, the short shelf life, and here are these two old guys still going strong. God bless both of them.
In the tank. Lynch may be running out of the tank because he's been driving the car doing that interview with Scott Van Pelt. We'll give the point to Frank Gore only because we want to see him play with his son who just enrolled in college.
That's right.
That would be amazing in the NFL. Frank Isola, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
There's another Frank in town. Hey, listen, Isaiah Thomas should absolutely be on the Dream Team. But now when I hear Michael Jordan and Magic basically both come out and say, listen, it's kind of a 2-month vacation. I don't know if everyone get along. I start thinking, you know what? I have some family members and friends. Could I spend a weekend with them? Yes. 2 months traveling, vacation in Europe? I kind of understand it. So I'm going to give Magic and Michael a little bit of a break on this one. That's a long time, 2 months.
2 months traveling in Europe. How about 2 months in quarantine with family members? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if anybody can handle that one. That last story about Frank Gore and his son now enrolling in college. No NFL father-son combo has ever played at the same time on the same team. We've seen it in baseball with the Griffies. Although this just struck me with Thaddeus Moss being picked up by Washington. He's playing with Adrian Peterson, who was a teammate of his father, Randy Moss. And DK Metcalf has that same scenario in Seattle this year with Greg Olsen, who played with his father when he was with Chicago. I mean, this is now happening in football? That is incomprehensible. All right, a 23-hour and 50-minute break back to SportsCenter.